Dolores Kelly now from the SLP. Good morning to you, Dolores.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. I want to look at what your leader has said, because actually he's going much further than even the unionist leaders. He has said, this is Dr. Alistair MacDonald has said, "I welcome this assessment by the police, which is compatible with what people on the street already know. The provisional IRA, in whatever form it exists, despite whatever contortions it may have gone through, still appears to claim the right to exercise life and death decisions over anyone in the community that they develop a grudge against." So is it the SDLP's assessment, because it seems to be, Dolores, from what I'm reading here, that absolutely the IRA exist and are functioning?
Well, I know that Alistair spoke to the Chief Constable last night, and he might have more information available to him than I currently have. However, I do believe that people within the nationalist and broader Republican movement communities know that there are still people who strut around who are members of the IRA and who have some authority within those communities. However, as others have said, it is what shape of an animal the IRA currently is. Is it a veterans welfare association? Is it something which is used to hold political control and exert influence over its own members? Or indeed, is it something which has and continues to be involved in criminality?
Right. So a veteran welfare association, Dolores, doesn't kill people. So let's get your assessment as the deputy leader of your party. You also sit in the policing board. Do you believe that the IRA is a functioning organisation capable of violence?
Well, I have had briefings from senior police officers over the last few hours, and of course we are still in the realm of speculation. But one thing I'm very clear about, Stephen, and one point that I did seek reassurance on, that regardless of the political consequences of whatever statement and whatever judgment the police arrive at, it will not be given any credence in terms of what the political fallout. And I welcome that.
Yeah.
I welcome that.
Okay. So given
to people of the north.
Fair enough. So given the police briefings that you've had this morning, that you've just told us you've had, do you believe, as we stand here, because it's time for clear speaking, Dolores.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Do you believe that the IRA is a functioning, current organisation capable of violence?
I believe that the IRA exists in some format, in absolutely some format. What I don't have full answers to yet are the extent of and the nature of that organisation, whether or not it is committed to violence and exerting violence within and across the community.
Well, during your briefings today with the police, you must have asked the question, are they capable of violence? What were you told?
Well, I haven't been told that. I have been told that the police, as DCI Geddes said, that there haven't been yet determined whether or not the murder of Kevin McGuigan was sanctioned at any senior level within the IRA. And that poses a lot more questions than others have said. The SDLP are also meeting with the Chief Constable over the next few days. We also will be speaking to each other, and of course, most particularly to our representatives in the North Belfast area.
Are you concerned at all that the IRA has a membership?
Absolutely. I mean, promises and commitments were made to the people, not only here in the North, but right across the islands, that the IRA had gone away. But we have seen examples of where the IRA conducted their own investigations following the murder, for example, of Robert McCartney, the child abuse scandals, the way in which Maria Cahill was subjected to a kangaroo investigation by that organisation. And it is quite remarkable that the president of Sinn Féin, who found time over the past week to tweet about a decomposing hedgehog that lay dead at the side of the road, but has yet, as I understand, yet to make a comment on the murder of Mr McGuigan. So, yes, I have many concerns, and I have many concerns right across the Republican and Loyalist areas, where these organisations still have influence, and not for the good of those communities.
Well, we've heard from Sinn Féin over recent hours. Martin McGuinness has been categorical in condemning the murder. Gerry Kelly has been categorical with me this morning, during which he said, quote, the IRA does not exist. Well, and yet you have said at the top of this interview that the police have told you that the IRA does exist and that you believe the IRA does exist, quote, in some format. That's what you said to me.
Yes, and as I said, those are points that we want to tease out further with the Chief Constable on the basis of the evidence and with our own people in terms of how and in what format. I mean, is it something, and I believe that, as others have said, that in a transformation of a conflict situation and into a peaceful society, these organisations don't go away overnight. And people, I think, accepted that quietly. I don't think there was a lot of song and dance about it.
But just so that I'm clear about this, and a yes or no answer would be helpful, do you believe the IRA still exists?
As some format of an organisation, there is a structure within the Republican movement, which may well be known as the IRA. But as you said, Martin McGuinness and Gerry Kelly have said, the IRA no longer exists. But we want to talk about the IRA.
No, but what do you believe? So you believe the IRA, if you believe the IRA exists in some format, you must have asked during your briefing if they're capable of violence. Have they got weapons?
I had a very brief conversation with a senior police officer, and we have left it that we will be meeting as a matter of some urgency to put a lot more of those questions to the police.
Okay. Stephen Farris joining us from the Alliance Party. Dolores, thank you. What happens next, Stephen? What happens now?
Well, we have a live investigation. It's important that we still bear that in mind. And we have an assessment so far from the police as to the direction of where that investigation is going. Obviously, that is useful. But in itself, it opens up a whole new layer of questions that do need to be answered. There's a whole range of different scenarios that may well flow from this. And I think we need to be prepared to put our faith and trust in the police and to give them the freedom to actually take this to its logical conclusion.
Do you put your faith and trust in the assessment of Detective Superintendent Kevin Geddes, who says there are members of the IRA involved in this murder?
Yes. I mean, I take a lot of credence from what has been said by him. Obviously, there are interpretations around what that actually means, and that we need to drill deeper. And over time, in the very near future, we'll need to hear answers as to what actually that means.
Are there any circumstances in which the Alliance Party would remain in an executive where there is a functioning IRA with a membership who are killing people?
Let's put it this way, Stephen. I'm not in the position to say definitively whether the IRA exists or not, but I am very clear.
The police have said they exist.
We will follow their lead in terms of the advice that they give to us, and indeed to the
police next. Have said publicly the IRA exists.
Yeah, we need to know what that means. But in terms of where we will go on this, we are clear in terms of what the nature of the current political process is, and it's one that's based on the integrity of that process, based around the rule of law,
okay,
and a complete end to all violence.
Stephen, thank